Good evening and welcome to Epsilon Phi Chapter's American Education Week podcast. I have with me today Mr. Jalen Jackson, who is a wraparound specialist. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Jalen.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Jalen Jackson. I am a wraparound resource specialist for Houston Independent School District. I currently work at Elroy Elementary and as my first year in wraparound services.
Well, congratulations on your position.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, we wanted to have a podcast to better explain American Education Week to our audience and our listeners. American Education Week is a time for parents to appreciate all of those who help to work in the school system. Typically, we know a lot about teachers and maybe principals, maybe the counselor, but not all the time do we know of those other positions that are there to help as well. So, can you explain exactly what a wraparound specialist is?
Okay, no problem. So in wraparound services, we help meet the non-instructional needs of students. So that can come in forms of helping them acquire food for at home or even at school. We can help the parents when it comes to bill pay, rent, rental assistance, finding resources for them, medical services, mental health services, physical health, all types of things that are the non-instructional needs for students, just to help them to be successful in the class.
Awesome. And how are parents able to get in contact, or if they need resources, how do you go about referring, or is there a referral process? How does that work?
So we have this referral process called the Student Assistance Form. We call it a SAF. So basically what it is, you can scan a QR code or go online to Houston ISD/wraparound, and you can fill out a SAF, which means Student Assistance Form. And basically you fill that out, you put in your students' information, what school they go to, and you put in what needs they may have. So say they need a winter coat because the winter, the temperature has changed. You put in they need a basic need clothing, and you just put in whatever they need, what school they go to, and they can just fill it out, and it goes right to the email of whatever wraparound specialist works at the school that the student attends. So the wraparound specialist at that school will immediately see the email and be able to fulfill the need as soon as they can.
Okay. Now, what if a parent doesn't particularly belong to the Houston Independent School District zone? Do you guys help outside of HISD or only within HISD?
So currently, to my knowledge, we are exclusive to HISD. We do help around the other schools around the district, but I'm not very knowledgeable about us working outside of our own district.
And that's okay. I mean, just even helping within the school district, within, the campus. I mean, Houston Independent School District is one of the largest school districts in the country. So I know that that's a full reach there. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. So we're going to move forward in our conversation. And another thing, I wanted to know what your background, your education background is. If someone was interested in being a wraparound specialist, what does it take? What type of degree do you need, or do you need a specialized degree?
So I wouldn't say you need a specialized degree. My undergrad degree was in psychology. I majored in psychology, and I just recently graduated from Prairie View Ambient University in December of 2021.
Well,
So that
congratulations.
was my thank you so much. Thank you. So that was my degree, and I feel like it really did help because it kind of goes into psychology and social working with students and even adults. But like I said, we do cater to our students and their families. So I feel like my degree would definitely help me get into this position, but I don't think that there's any specialized degree that you specifically need. You just do need to have that undergraduate degree and you can apply.
Okay, awesome. Now, when parents are reaching out to you, if there is a need, because I know after COVID, we have seen a huge transition within the education community with a lot of students needing social and emotional support. So if a parent was to reach out to you, are you able to provide counseling services or any kind of lessons when it comes to social emotional learning?
So no, we don't personally provide those services, but what we do is connect them to and refer them out to services that and companies that provide those services. So, for example, I do partner with Addmore Behavioral Services. They can
Okay.
come into the school and offer those services to the student, or they can gain them from their office. So I would just refer them to that off to the office and to that company. They'll get in contact with the parent and the student and see what the best plan of action would be. And that would just be my connection for them.
Okay. And then how do you help parents to become more involved on their campus? What are some activities that you guys do as a campus or even you as a wraparound specialist?
So one thing that I've been doing recently, and like I said, I've just started this my position, but I've been very engaged with my parents with all of the activities that we've held on campus. So, for example, we recently just had our first PTO meeting for the year. I'm making sure that I'm being seen as a wraparound specialist and letting them know that I am on their campus so that we can engage, and if they ever have any needs, they can come straight to me and I can help them fulfill those needs in whichever way possible. So I would say that one way that wraparound services is visible to the parents. It's just that word, being visible, walking around campus, making sure that people know who you are, know your name, and know what you can provide.
Fantastic. Well, I wanted to thank you for joining me tonight. This was enlightening. I know that each time I speak to a wraparound specialist or a community youth specialist, I learn something new each and every time. And it's very good information for our families and our listeners to hear. Are there any suggestions or any other advice that you would like to leave before we close our session?
I would just like to say, if you have a student or a family member of anybody who's in the Houston Independent School District and you know that they're in need of something, just please reach out to the specialists. We're here to help. It really fills our hearts. And every specialist that I talk to, it's just really a fulfilling job to see the impact that we can have on students and their families and help them to be as successful as they can throughout their schooling years. So just please reach out to us and we'll help you with a smile.
And if someone were to reach out to you, Jalen, how could they get in contact with you?
So you could actually reach out to me by my email. That would be Jalen, Jalon dot Jackson at HoustonISD.org. That would be the best way to contact me. I'm very good with responding to email. So please, if you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, please feel free to reach out to me. And one more time, that's Jalon dot Jackson at HoustonISD.org.
Well, I'm again very appreciative of your time. I thank you for joining me in this really in-depth conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I love the opportunity.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You do the same.